Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another show, Sister to Sister. I have Carla with me. If you haven't heard her voice before, you're going to hear it tonight. I have Mother Jennifer with me. Welcome to another show. Thank y'all for tuning in. I'll give you a second to start chiming in on the chat room. A big shalom, hallelujah, to each of you. And thank you all for, I don't know, just communicating to one another. Now I got to reconnect because my chat dropped. Hallelujah. I'm Sister Ashley. Many of you know that. You've heard me many times before. Thank you for the humbling listening ear that you have. It's humbling for us to be able to speak. So I also want to say, please, if you're able or had in your plans to send any rice here for our Be a Blessing, we no longer need it. We have met and reached our numbers, all supplied by each of you, and that's greatly appreciated. I wanted to say just a few more things for my announcements, but I want to hear Mother Jennifer's voice, and let's get a 10 and bless you, beloved Sister Carla from the audience. Mother Jennifer.
Shalom and bless you, Sister Ashley, and bless you, Sister Carla. It's good to be here for another episode of Sister to Sister. I pray everyone is doing well. I can hear you, Sister Ashley. I pray that you can hear me, and whenever you're ready, we can move forward.
Hallelujah. Yes, please, let's move forward. Thank you, Sakina, for tuning in tonight. And Sakina, if you don't mind, please, I would request that you post the link to anyone who is not aware, if you would like to support Sakina in the efforts, hallelujah, to take on and cover the financial burden she's accumulated with the passing of Brother Ray, her husband. If you are able to do that, or if y'all put that on your heart, Pastor Dow also did a video today. He put the link in the video. You can find it there. If you're hearing this on a repeat, just go to Pastor Dow's channel from today's date and you'll be able to find that link as well. Appreciate the ministry giving her hand. I know she's very thankful, and that's what we do. That is what we do. I appreciate that custom that we have and the honor that we have in doing so. So thank you for the link. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. I want to always remind us, as many of you know, that our Passover is coming up. March the 20th, the land opens. March the 26th is our official ceremony. If I can say that to be pure, we will keep the Passover. We will wash one another's feet. We will give reverence to the blood of Jesus Christ. I wanted to say that it is a feast and time of reverence. It is a time of cleansing for me. You know, it is a renewal for me. There are things that I personally have been working on, you know, for months within my own character, you know, from more kindness to less defensiveness to all sorts of things, and I hope you're doing the same thing, to pay reverence to Him. It's His day. It's about Him. It's about what He did for us. So coming selfishly would not be, you know, His desire for us. I appreciate the Father creating feast days for us, hallelujah, in His selflessness, and I appreciate Him doing it for even Himself, hallelujah, that we may partake. March the 20th, the land opens up. We have a lot of commitments to coming, and we have 12 days of the land being open, so look forward to seeing many of you, and thank you in advance for the many that it takes to pull together. You know, thank you to Sister Bobby. I've worked with her this year, training her to take a step up in doing some of the things that I have always done since the early beginnings of all the feasts. It is nice to not be needed or to trust someone with a responsibility. It's nice to adjust, you know. I clean the outhouses here. I clean the gym here, and I enjoy it. I enjoy it a lot. I enjoy the small tasks, the large tasks. I enjoy submitting, you know, to my sisters just as well as any project leads that I may have to lead. So I just appreciate the growth that I'm able to gain here. Hallelujah. And as always, life is a fire and a trial of affliction for all of us. I wanted to share this verse that Sirach 2, verses 1, it says, let's see, no, Sirach 2, verse 4, 5, and 6, whatsoever is brought upon you, take it tearfully and be patient when you are changed to a low estate, for gold is tried in the fire and acceptable men in the furnace of adversity. Believe in Him and He will help you. Order your ways aright and trust in Him. Hallelujah. I appreciate the Father increasing our demand for His trust. You know, our time is coming to produce that faith and trust in Him. Hallelujah. He will test His people. So I appreciate that. So a time of reverence is coming up, and I pray that you've humbled your heart because He's worthy. Hallelujah. Mother Jennifer, any announcements, ma'am, from you?
Yes, ma'am. I just want to really give my thanks and my gratitude for Straightway Praise Land for hosting us during the leadership meeting. And I just want to say that, you know, I'm always super impressed with the hospitality that comes from Praise Land. They really make sure that every single detail is thought of, and they really truly show the love that they have for Yah and the love that they have for His people in their hospitality. So from starting with Elder Kabir, all the brothers, the sisters, Sister Bree is doing a really good job, Sister Kairisha, Sister Maya, Sister Evelyn, Sister Cassie, and, you know, even Sister Catherine was there to help out. And it really was just an honor to see the women working together and even to see the brothers working together. And I just wanted to really just give my thanks for everything that they really did to help us and to host us. It really does mean a lot. That's all I have, Sister Ashley.
Hallelujah. Are you able to read an email? Are you able to pull it up, Mother Jennifer?
Yes, ma'am. I do have it. Yes, ma'am.
Great.
I have an email here. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Go ahead.
Okay. It says, Praise Report for Praise Land. I would like to take the time to say thank you to Elder Kabir, and all of Praiseland for hosting us with such great hospitality. My short time there, helping around the kitchen, I was able to reflect on a few things. Having a group of people, in this case, women who are about the mission, make the work lighter, Praiseland was able to host 90-plus people with such excellent spirits. At the end, they only had a handful of women in the kitchen. Truly, quality is better than quantity. During my stay there, one of the sisters that stood out to me was Sister Kyresha. She defines who a true laborer is, making no excuse. She currently has a small child on her back while she is with child and still running circles around the kitchen. I took some time to stop and observe her. I started thanking the Father for polygyny because of the ways of Yah. I could see how free this sister is, how wholesome, content she is being covered by Elder Kabir. I took a moment to stop and thank the Father for restoring his ways because my sister is able to be a helpmeet to Elder and as well as supporting sister to Sister Bree. Polygyny has restored and brought great value to her, and that really warms my heart because she truly deserves this reward. The other person was Sister Catherine. She lived with Praiseland for a short time, and she was requested to come be a servant during the leadership meeting. Indeed, that she was. It's as if she never left. She fits like a glove. It was good to witness the impact that Sister Catherine had on the sisterhood. From the children calling her auntie in Spanish, Tia, it's evidence of what kind of sister she was during her stay. When it was time for her to depart, the embrace, tears, was definitely a moment, a sight to see. I was glad to witness such a true sisterhood among women who are being restored in this ministry. Gratitude for the man of Yah. If there was another word to describe how thankful I am for the man of Yah, it probably has not been invented yet. So for now, I'll say thank you, Pastor Dow, for loving us so much to give us the keys to the kingdom. Those sermons about how to fast, how to break those bands of wickedness truly has been liberating. My soul yearned and searched for this. Thank you. These sermons have been so simple. It truly revealed the simplicity of Yeshua. Even a child can comprehend the words spoken. Double honor to you, Shepherd. Blessings, beloved Sister Ashley and Mother Jennifer. And that is from Sister Esther. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. I am going to just rattle off some of the statistics. It's been a long time since we shared. We're not going to be long tonight. We're going to catch a few words from Sister Carla, and we're going to get out of here. I wanted to share these because it's a different earth that we live in than it was years ago, and I'm thankful to be in the land of the living where the Most High is implementing his laws, you know, and with the immigration crisis, I follow it, you know, gradually, or if I can say just briefly or slowly. 250,000 immigrants fled Mexico and entered into the United States in just 2023 alone. There's sometimes a portrayal of those people that they're dangerous, and that's not always the case at all. They are desperate. They are poor. They are hungry. You know, they have been through terrible afflictions. 36,000 immigrants fled to Denver, Colorado, and causing a huge crisis. They don't know how to help these people, living in freezing temperatures in tent cities, you know, in tents on the street. There are 92,000 podcasts based on religious beliefs and persuasions, of course, sermons and prayers. And these 92,000 podcasts are not generating enough law-abiding citizens to make changes in the, you know, gosh, the snowballing of our earth. 1.5 million witches are known in the books practicing their arts and their crafts, while Halo, a Catholic prayer and meditation app, gets $52 million in investments. There are 2,462 homeless shelters in America, and there's many more thousands needed. There were 653,000 people that experienced homelessness in just this year alone. So 653,000 people were not homeless before until 2023, 7 million jobs were lost. 111,000 children became homeless. And we now have a rapid total of 10,000 diseases in the world. It's a pretty serious earth. I don't know what would compel us anymore to fear the Most High and calling his name. 41 million people rely on food stamps. Without them, they wouldn't be fed, and that's not always going to be available. 19 million adults have a drug addiction. 61 million people use drugs, according to the Department of Health and Human Services online. 61 million people are on drugs. And fentanyl, 112,000 people overdosed in 1 year, 2023, on just that drug. It is a dangerous, declining society. And none of what I shared is our portion. None of it is for his people, his remnant. So, seriously, to abide on a community or to abide on a homestead or to be coming and getting unified in these, can I say, mutually assisted groups with Israelites is really powerful and very much needed in the days ahead. Saving ourselves has become very evident, you know, to truly cleanse our heart and rid ourselves of the sin and iniquity that's in the depths of who we are, you know, developing a relationship with the Messiah going forward, calling on his name is not enough, you know, obeying him gains his favor. Hallelujah. And so with that said, as I said, none of that is our portion. You know, it's a depressing society. It really is a heavy society. And you can feel the current status of the earth when you travel. You know, you can see it, the afflictions, the hasatan, the thickness of the air. You know, something's coming. And with that being said, there's no way that something's not also coming into our lives, change in our personal lives. And it will test and afflict us, you know, to see who we love, and that we would not betray one another, but we will stand for one another, do right, be right, and I'm glad to be a part of it. That's always my testimony. I'm cleaning outhouses. I'm cleaning the gym. I'm teaching 10 students a day. I'm going to... by the way, you know, Tia and a few other sisters as well are a great part of why I can, you know, be instrumental in the education of other people, because I have a child who's not two yet, and she's excellent. She's absolutely excellent as a, you know, aunt and a really a babysitter. We would be paying lots of money for someone like Tia as a daycare in the world. So I'm thankful for what we do have here and the strength of what we have built here. And, of course, Satan wants to oppose the right way. Hallelujah. He's never stopped doing that. But I've committed my life to him, and I hope that you hearing that gives you strength to do the same, you know, to stay committed throughout every affliction and every trial. So Carla's here. Yay! I would push that button, that clapping button of the hundreds of people. I want to say, before we go to Carla, really quickly, Mother Jennifer, I think I'm going to let you go, actually, Mother Jennifer. I'm going to ask you this question. I'm going to let you go, because I'm just going to turn this into a quick interview with Carla. Is that okay with you?
That's perfectly fine with me. Can I just say one thing? You talked about, you know, just how blessed we are to be able to have people who can help us with, you know, children. And when I just want to say that when I observe Tia, or when I observe people like Catherine, or when I observe the women at Straightway, Praise Lamb, and they were taking each other's babies, and, you know, they would care for the babies like the mother would do. And it's very difficult when you're in the world, it's very difficult to be able to trust someone with your child, to trust that they're going to love your child and care for your child the way that you would. But here in the faith, when you build a sisterhood and you build a bond, you actually see women who truly do love your child the way that you would. They pay attention to how you would take care of your child, and they make sure that they do that the same way. So there really is a big difference, and there's a huge level of gratitude that we should have, you know, that we have that sisterhood. Sister Ashley?
Absolutely. It's a constant reflection for me and appreciation for me. I don't think any of us have enough thank yous, you know, truly. And so it's just about showing it with your actions, you know, in your heart, how much you appreciate the people around you or the life that you live, the land you're on or whatever, how much the appreciation goes to the Father, you know. The appreciation really goes to the Father. So, hallelujah. Mother Jennifer, really quick question before you go. What is something that you do to prepare your heart for Passover? I think we developed that lingo, you know, within the past, I don't know, 5, 6 years or maybe even longer, preparing for Passover, when honestly it's a continual, you know, continual self-search and introspective way of life. You know, it's no different at Passover for me than any other time of the year. I had a sister ask me, and I'll get to the question, Mother Jennifer, hold on, but a sister asked me, how do you keep your fire all these years? And I say, I don't. He keeps me, you know. He keeps me. The fire that I have was given to me from the beginning, and I've never wavered. Truly, it doesn't matter, you know, what we face or even accusations or things that I have done to others, you know, all throughout the years. You know, I'm coming up on 18 years here. I'm not moving. You know, I'm not leaving. I'll stand. I believe in Pastor Dow. I trust the Father and his work with him, and this is what it is. So it's a lifetime commitment for my husband, for our house, and just knowing that, and all my words, Mother Jennifer, what is the Passover experience for you? Is there a different preparation? Do you take, you know, special moments to prepare specifically for that feast day? And what do you do? What have you been preparing spiritually and intimately with the Father in hopes for Passover coming up?
Well, Sister Ashley, I find that each dead season brings something different out of us. And so what I'm doing is just really making sure that my heart is prepared, like really searching what is in me personally, at anyone else, but really looking at me. I'm glad that we're learning about fasting and praying and just really taking this time to take advantage of deliverance and, you know, doing as Mother Carol has admonished us to pray for our leaders. But it's really more so searching. Like you said, you know, it's Yah who just really keeps us during this time. And I am always thankful to him. I thank him for the prior years that he has kept me. And I thank him for the years going forward that he's going to keep me. So in that, just making sure that my heart is searched and that I'm truly prepared to receive his Passover. I know it sounds simple, but when you actually walk it out, it's really not as simple as it sounds. So I hope that makes sense.
It does make sense. I greatly appreciate every show that you're able to come on. There's a great need for you. And then, of course, sometimes when we take over and I have another person and I can just do this interview dynamic or just even hear her heart, I won't need you, I don't believe. So, of course, text me if a question comes to your mind, if there's something you want to call in about and listen to Carla. But for now, Mother Jennifer, I'm going to let you go. Hallelujah, blessed Georgia Saints, and I'll see you soon.
Hallelujah, bless you. Shalom.
Shalom. Hallelujah. I'm going to take a moment to switch seats with you so that you can be closer to the mic. Carla, by nature, has a softer tone and not such a alto, deep, loud voice. So let me switch. I get so accustomed to sitting in that chair. Hallelujah. So you're going to hear our switcheroo for a second. I had some, you're going to be like, you did this? Yes. I'm like, how far is Gabon? That's where you're from? Am I saying that right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. She said yes, ma'am. Gabon, Africa to Quebec, Canada, which is where she lives now. That is 9,000 miles.
Oh, really?
Wow. I looked it up. So you were, you know, you moved from Africa when you were 10 years old to Quebec, Canada, 9,000 miles away. And then now you are currently in Lafayette, Tennessee, in a blue sound room on Sister to Sister show, following what you believe to be the faith and the way.
Yes.
And you and your son, and you are 1,216 miles from home, ma'am. Hallelujah. I looked that up, too. I'm like, let's see this travel, you know, full circle. But please do your acknowledgments of things that are on your heart, the people you want to say hi to, and take this moment to speak when you don't always get a chance to share your voice. Welcome to the show.
Yes, ma'am. All right. So I just wanted to thank the Father for allowing me and Azel to be able to fellowship and break bread with his people. I want to thank the Father for our beloved shepherd for allowing me and Azel to be here on the land, and also just thanking Yah for raising a righteous man in this generation to lead and guide his people, and abundant blessing to our shepherd's home and all his issues and his seeds. Hallelujah. I also want to thank Elder Becker and his home to always treat me as a daughter and making sure I have everything that I need. I truly want to thank also Granny Barb for opening her home for me and Azael. Thank you so much for your hospitality, and bless you, Sister Amara, also for making sure that I am well, you know, that I have everything that I need. I want to thank all my beautiful sisters, Sister Ashley, Sister Tammy, Sister Jordan, Sister Tia, Sister Jillian, Sister Jessica, Sister Amara, Sister Carolina, Sister Salah, and Sister Angelica, for your sisterhood, your laughter every day. Thank you for making my days full of joy. And I want to thank the boys that are just so amazing and special to Azael, just always including him, playing with him, just enjoying his presence. And I want to have a special shout-out to Sister Judith, Lakely, and Maple for showing me around and pick up beautiful flowers for Granny Ruth.
Hi, girls.
Hallelujah. And I wanted to say that I miss you, Sister Nicole, and I pray that I will see you soon. And also to all my sisters that are abroad, Sister Hannah, Sister Sharon, Sister Aya, and also Sister Toma. I know she's not abroad, but when I'm in Canada, she's abroad.
Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am.
That's beautiful. I'm glad you took that moment. Even if you said names for the next hour,
yes,
I would
ma'am.
Allow you. Because from 1,000 miles away,
yes.
It has to be kind of overwhelming to experience the flood of emotions that you experience.
Yes.
When you see people's face, when
yes.
you hug them, when you
yes.
talk to them, you hear their testimonies. Yes, what else would you like to say? What have we done this week? Can we talk about that? What all have you done? Wait, how many days have you been here? You just arrived. It's not been a week yet.
It will be. Yeah,
yes,
it was
a week today.
Yesterday was a week.
Okay. Yes. All right.
Yes, it was a few days. So we had the honor to watch you homeschool. That was very awesome.
You came in the classroom
yes.
with me, yes. At first, I have to say, you felt like you needed to really be quiet, right?
Yes.
Which is very honorable, by the way. So I'm like, no, you can move around. You were so honorable. You and your son sitting so quietly. No, you can move. You can smile. You can laugh. yeah, that was great. We had a fun time. I'm glad that you were able to absorb something that you would use at home, too. So.
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to say three things, that it was very organized, and you are very patient with the children, which is something that I desire to have with my son. I also love how the children enjoy learning. It's not a task. It's not like it's a burden. They just enjoy it. And I truly admire that you discipline each child the same, regardless of if it is your child or not. So that's something that I really wanted to say.
Thank you. Pause right there for a second. I don't think I've ever really did a show on, like, homeschooling or the how-tos or the whatever, because I really feel like there's a nature within us all to do it naturally, but also to glean from one another. And y'all kind of puts everybody around, you know, the strengths of what you need in your life. But back to being an educator in another child's life is so delicate for me in my heart, because you have the power of influence and persuasion mm-hmm. into another child's mind that you're held accountable for. Mm-hmm. And, you know, how you speak or your tone, as well as your teaching methods, your patience or your lack of or whatever. And, yeah, take it really, really serious because these children are possessions of Jesus the Messiah. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to share that out there that hopefully you guys will also have that same honor. You know, for the children that are around you, the children in your homeschools, children are in that are in another man's house when they're not your possession to be controlled by anyways. And then doing something that I love, you know, I really didn't know that I would enjoy teaching. I really didn't. It's quiet. It's in the background. Also, you know, you're kind of out of the loop of everything else that's going on day to day, kind of all went along. It's quiet. It's tucked in another room, and you're gone. You're away from everybody, and it's a joy. And honestly, children are much easier to deal with than adults, you know? So why wouldn't you love it, right? So naturally, as I've said on the show before, it's been my goal to master that talent and give y'all the glory. Not there yet. We all have to grow, but thank you for coming in.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
It was really nice. And we don't get a lot of guests, ma'am, and we surely don't get them from Africa or Quebec, okay? So it was nice. So thank you. Move on.
I also had the honor to help the sisters in many ways for the Shabbat snack with Jillian and Jessica. Cleaned the brother's shower house, cleaned the chow hall. I had the honor to cook a meal at Granny Ruth for our 6-day dinner. And also, we had so much fun playing kickball. I just love the fact that the children are able to play with the adults.
Yes.
And just enjoying themselves.
Yes.
I did not grow up like that. My dad and my mom, they would never play with me. It wasn't like an our culture for the parents to play with their children. But I just love the fact that there's still order even though the adults play with the children and they can enjoy themselves together. And also, I was really blessed that Azel was able to be at the concrete pour and see the men work and just be around the children. And we just had a beautiful day, and I'm just happy.
I know you are. And if you guys keep hearing Azayel, Azayel is our son. So you're going to hear that name often because you guys are doing this experience together.
Yeah.
You're in the faith together. It's you and him. That's
yeah.
it. You, him, and Yah. And going back to kickball, it's pretty serious, isn't it?
Competitive.
It's very competitive. It is the Super Bowl of straightway, the kickball. It is very serious. And so, yeah, we had 2 days back-to-back. And I got to tell you, I think you know this, but we only played kickball because you were here. Did you know that?
We constantly
have PE. We do play kickball. This is not our first time by any stretch of imagination, but Granny Diane tried to initiate kickball because Carla's here and Azayel is here. And Nanette was there, and she types in the chat tonight, very intense.
Yes,
Nanette is very intense. Everybody is right. Everybody scored when they didn't. There is never a foul when there is. It's like if you don't have a whistle, it would just be extreme, you know?
It's always new rules.
Everybody has in their head the rules that just got broken continually, right? We just let them have fun. I don't know. Thank you, though, for saying that.
And lastly, I just want to say thank you for including Azel and I in all the projects, allowing us to fit in to the best of your abilities. So.
Yes. Hey, and I'll share this, everybody. I had told Carla, Carla's come and gone. How many times to the land?
This is my third time.
Your third time. And I'm just going to speak real for a minute. I don't know how it would be to travel here because I live here.
Mm.
And so traveling, any of you are going to have an expectation. You're going to form an expectation of what it should be like or your hope for what it should be like, the emotional experience that you'll have, the physical experience that you'll have, the people you'll meet, et cetera. And, you know, each time Carla has come, I have taken note that I have not had that slight moment to be a part of her experience here. And I wanted to, you know, at least communicate that to her this time, because her being able to come to the school, her being able to go to Concrete Pour with us, being able to do kickball and some of the things that I'm involved in, that made it easier for me to be around you this time and open up and say, I sincerely apologize if there was an experience that you may have had that I should have been a part of, you know, that I am considering every person that comes here and playing my role.
Mm-hmm.
I may not be escorting you around in a vehicle showing you who lives everywhere, you know what I mean? But I know who's here, and I know what hospitality is required of me and of those that are here. And, no, you appreciated it. You know, we had our moment that yeah, she said, yeah, you bring expectations when you come, right?
Yes.
You want to say anything about that?
Yes, we do. The first time that I came, I expected, because when I go back home, that's just the fact that my family hasn't seen me in a long time. I usually go back every 3 years. So it's like everything, it surrounds around you, you know, because you need to have a transportation, you don't know the place, so you cannot go anywhere without somebody. So when I came to the land, that's what I thought, that I would have somebody with me, telling me what to do or where to go, because I didn't know, you know, how it was working here in the land.
And there's a lot of liberty.
Yes, there's a lot
of liberty. Which allows you to find what to do.
Yes,
and you
exactly.
to go where you want to go. You want to make soap, go to Granny Barb. You want to play kickball, go to, so it was a custom that you had to learn, I guess?
Yes, it's like I had to learn to overcome rejection.
Yes.
I think that's really what happened, because when I was by myself and also having a child that was like, where are the brothers? And I was like, I don't know. And I had tears.
Yes.
And I was like, well, I don't know. We just have to be by ourselves. But when Mama Diane traveled this time, I had to remember what Pastor said about, if you don't overcome the things that you need to overcome, well, you will never overcome them. So for me, it was like my spirit was just different, and I was just at peace and content to be wherever Yah puts me. If I was going to be by myself, I would be able to just spend time with him.
Yes.
Yes.
And so you were able to enjoy it differently,
yes,
right?
I was able
adjusting
to enjoy
to the
it differently and just overcome.
Yes.
Yes.
That's good. That's really good. And then it was, hopefully, as she said, you know, it's good to have me say to you, I noticed, you know,
mm-hmm.
I noticed that I'm not walking you around hand in hand,
mm-hmm.
she's not, anybody else is not, but
mm-hmm.
I noticed that if you need me to be more than I've been to you, if there's something you need on the land, let me know,
yes,
you know,
ma'am.
I don't have the, you know, like if I were single or didn't have the three
mm-hmm.
children or something, possibly I could fill that role, but until
yeah.
then, everyone truly is committed to their schedule,
yes,
and you're coming
it.
To a lifestyle.
That's
so,
it, that's
yeah.
it, it's like, Mama Dan, she told me, you should never be unhappy to spend time with Yah. So that was like a hit for me. And
yes.
Yes, I was not grateful to just be on the land. I wasn't, my perspective was somewhere else.
Hallelujah.
I just had let the spirit, like, take over me instead
good, good.
Of just seeing the good and seeing what others may also want, you know, like, that I have, but they don't.
Absolutely.
Be content.
Be content.
Yeah.
That's well said, because Yah can give you the balance of how people can be in your life
mm-hmm.
and how they can be useful
mm-hmm.
and necessary tools in your life, and then how he can be your Yah.
Yeah.
You know, and not giving you so much people and so much of a social life
yes,
that
ma'am.
You have an imbalance,
yes,
that you
ma'am.
Come here for the people
yes,
and not
ma'am.
For him. Yeah, so beautiful. I wanted to just also, and we can kind of wrap it up, no matter how long it takes you to talk about this. You are, what the world would say, single, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mother, a
yes,
single
yes.
mother. So, honor to you for your experience, you know, of your day-to-day, morning to night with you and your son.
Yes,
something
yes.
that I haven't experienced, something a lot of women have.
Mm-hmm.
And how could you encourage others in their development with their relationship with the father in such a interesting scenario that it's you, it's him, that's it, day in and day out, find your Yah, find your peace, find your contentment. How do you do that, and what is faith like?
To me, first is to be able to do a lot of self-reflection on a daily basis, not letting things slide. If there's a situation, I always try to sit back and be like, okay, I didn't respond right or I didn't react right. What is the Father trying to show me? And be able to go on my knees and pray about it, fast about it, being able to ask counsel. In the beginning, when I came to the ministry, I realized that I really wanted to have answers right there. Like, I need to have an answer now. But as the time goes by, I just realized that I need to let the Holy Spirit really just open my eyes and remove the scale. I don't want to be set free and be set free just because it feels good. I want to be set free because my mind is really turning away from the things that the strongholds or anything that I have ever held in me. It's really, I just want my mindset to be transformed. And having a son and being a woman, it's challenging because I do not want to be a woman that it thinks it's okay to be like that. I really want to be a woman that he sees that I want to have a woman like her, but more. So I have to work a lot in me, because for now I'm the only representation of a woman for him.
Yes.
So everything that I do, he may think it's right when it's not.
Beautiful. Yes. Yeah. From your countenance to your tone to your speech, your communication to everything, every aspect of your life.
Yeah.
And that's good that you have that. I believe that's Yah in you working with you.
Yes.
Because I don't think you would do that of yourself.
No,
it's not an easy task.
Not.
You can sound strong and be an overcomer in this chair,
mm-hmm.
but you can cry the tears and have the pain of this process behind the scenes, correct?
I do cry a lot. That's my only way that I can be near to the Father. I do even, I remember one time, and this is a personal situation, I remember one time I went to Sister Tomai and I asked her a question about disciplining a child, and when she spoke to me, I just felt like she was speaking to me directly.
Hallelujah.
But she was speaking for my son, but I took it for me because she was speaking about Surah 30, verse 8, and that's how I was brought up. So I was like, okay, I understand why I behave like that towards him, because that's just how I was when I was a child. So
I'm trying to pull up Surah 30, verse 8. What is it? Do you remember it?
It is, if you let a child...
to himself?
Yes.
A child not to himself will be willful?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And if you spoil him or cocker your child, he should be afraid.
Yes.
You will make him afraid. Yes, okay. Hallelujah. Thank you for that. I don't know what else really to pry into your mind and your life about. I appreciate your testimony. Appreciate your continual, just your consistency, your return, you know,
yes,
coming
ma'am.
Here and still standing and overcoming and fighting and pressing. So this is the faith. This is the way. Did you... you moved at 10. What was the customs that you, of the women of the country that you left at 10?
Well, I will say that I don't know all the countries in Africa, but in my country, in my tribe specifically, we are not submissive women. We are very independent women, women that work, you know, women that, you know, seek to have degrees, women that are very head-hearted, you know, all the contrary of what the Father has.
Okay, so even your mother, you would see those traits in your mother.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
And probably it was a strength to the women there at the time. Meaning, you know, are the women seen strong in that culture?
Yes, the women are seen strong. And, for example, my family, my grandmother, she was married at 12 years old, so she didn't know how to raise her daughters.
Okay.
Because she was married so young that she wasn't taught how to do that. And all the things that my grandfather and my grandmother wanted is the children to have jobs and make money for themselves. So my mother grew up in that mentality.
Better
of
life.
Yes, a better life.
and all that.
Okay. So at 10, you moved to Quebec and you adjust to a new country. You were English speaking?
No, and that's one thing that I thank the Father for, because I did not learn to speak English at school. I learned to speak English listening to rap music.
Wow.
And watching movies.
Wow. Okay.
Yes,
well, hallelujah. And then just learning about the faith even before Straightway. Just walking
yes.
in the truth to the best of your ability.
Yes,
yes.
To the best of my abilities. I knew about the faith, the feast. Yes, ma'am.
Well, I thank the Father for leading you all the way from Gabon.
I do too.
Amazing.
It's very amazing because, like the word says, I think one of the family, two of the cities, or vice versa. I don't
yes,
remember.
Yes.
It amazes me because my family, you know, they were very Catholic. And I just know that the Father has put the spirit and truth in me. And I think that's what, you know, when I received that truth, I was really intrigued. And one thing that I had in my mind is that if it's written in the Bible, that means it is true. It can't be written there and it's not true. So that's really what drove me to the truth.
I believe this is my last question for you. Would you say that you hate the Western influence? Would you say that there's a just a love and acceptance for the Father and not a hate for Western society? Like, what has that process been like mentally for you, kind of caught in between cultural experiences, you know, growing up a little in Africa, coming over to Quebec, now this lifestyle and custom in the faith? It's a lot, you know, for your mind to process. So
I'm learning to hate the Western mentality because it's something that I was programmed, because I came here at 10 years old and there's a lot of things that I have absorbed. So I'm learning to hate it, to hate the Western mindset. And
without hating you, right? You know what I mean? That thin balance of separating our
yes.
influences from who we are?
Yes, not condemning me, because I don't want to put fault on, you know, like the devil in everything, because I have my own will as well. So I'm just trying to let the Father shed all the strongholds and break the walls and just break me down and build me back up.
It's a beautiful love story, isn't it?
It is. It hurts.
It hurts a lot.
It does hurt. When you really see yourself, it does hurt.
Yes, it does. Anything else you want to say to everyone out there listening, everyone out there? Something to even encourage them? I don't know. Hey, encourage mothers with children, you know, mothers
yes.
that are single mothers with children, one or many, you know. What can you say?
I would love to say that everything that the Father puts in your life, every situation, make sure that you take it as like He is leading you through those situations. Don't be blinded of like it's just a daily life. Allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you in every situation. He can use anybody to change you, to mold you, to show
to
you
correct
yourself,
you, yes.
to correct you, even though you're
yes.
not on community or you're not mm-hmm. near a group of saints, but just make sure that on the daily basis, every situation that, you know, if I can share an example, I was at Costco and I was going to get some gas, and I have a Christian friend, it's a woman, and she had that card for Costco because I don't have it. And when I went in the line to get the gas, I didn't have the card on me. And I had to call her, but I was making people wait behind me. And the man, he came to me, and he was like, you should have your card ready first, you know, correcting me. And there was that spirit in me rising up, and I had, like, I think a twinkle of an eye to respond. Do I react or respond? And I just said, yes, sir. And that situation for me, it was like, I was so happy. I was like, Father, I defeated the devil. I did not respond. I did not explain myself. I did not, you know, and those little situations, every day is a victory because I don't have saints with me every day. So when I'm overcoming that way, I just like, oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm getting stronger and I'm weakening that demonic spirit.
I appreciate that because there's more like you that listen than those that are on a land or on a community, you know? There's more people that don't have the community, and I guess there would be more of a liberty if you don't acknowledge the Father in the small things like you just did, like you start to practice in your relationships, in your daily interactions. If you don't acknowledge the Father in all those ways, you're not going to have the refining that He desires for you, you know, whether you're here or not.
Yes.
So I appreciate that thought, most definitely, because as I said, there's a lot more people that don't live communally than do, and they can benefit from that example. Hallelujah. I appreciate that. So that's it. We're wrapping it up. Azael is out there obediently sitting. We love him. He's just, I enjoy how free you are to allow him to grow, to be rough, to wrestle, to throw balls, to do the thing. You know how our children are. Brothers are born for adversity. So they're just very like, he was driving in the front of the, did you get the picture yet? Maybe?
Okay.
He was in the front of a skid steer. If you guys don't know, it's kind of like a backhoe. Imagine the scoop of a backhoe, and he's just riding in the front of it. Just the freedom that you give him, you know, in the presence of the saints, the trust that you have, that's really precious, and I appreciate that, and I've appreciated having him.
Yes, me too. I appreciate it because yesterday he came home with a bruise on his knee, and he was like, Moshe threw me, and I saw how he did, and I was like, that's good, because Pastor Daniel, he said that that's what we need, the boys need that, because their bodies, they need to be strong, and I was like, that's good.
And you're not tossing him in your home back in Quebec, you're not throwing him around.
Well, you know, I had a situation during, okay, that's another situation.
That's another situation.
That was
part two, yes.
That was very interesting to me. So there's a deacon, his son. Well, I didn't see the whole scene, but I just saw his son hit him, and I was like, what is going on? So I took Isaiah and I went to the deacon, and I said, well, deacon, your son, you know, hit Azael, and he was like, he asked him, son, did you hit him? And he said, but he hit me first. And he was like, okay, so you're good right there. And then he looked at Azael, well, you know, you shouldn't be hitting your brothers and sisters. You should be at peace with all men. That's what the word says. And I was just like, hallelujah. I was just there listening to how he was correcting him. And then he told him to do a fist bump. And then at night, I was very tormented because in my mind, I was like, he just turned 5. And the way he hit him, it was hard. And I was just like boiling inside, and I was crying in my tent. But I remember the words that Deacon said, and it was words of wisdom. It was the word. So it washed me away. It's like I was walking in a tunnel and I had to fight all these thoughts and go straight to the word that Deacon said, because he spoke the words of Jesus. So when we're home now, I always tell him, remember what Deacon said, you should be at peace with all men. So when we play together and let's say he just break my toy, you know, that I had built, I break his too, because it's like you give a hit, I give a hit, you know, just to teach him that, you know, you want to be at peace with all men.
Hallelujah.
So,
wow.
Everything
it is a war. Like you said, one night in the tent of a war can change you in the morning.
Yes,
you know, joy comes in the morning.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Thanks for listening tonight. I'm going to play a beautiful song. I should have said to you, I didn't say it on time, what do you want me to play? I could have played a song.
Wait.
What? I will wait?
Yes.
Oh, come on. Hold on. Talk to me. What's the story with I Will Wait? Wait, where, what, do you know, I don't know, when I play a playlist, I don't know names. Where are we going with I Will Wait?
It is from the Tribal Tots.
Tribal Tots, I Will Wait. Shaleya, I do not know the names yet. I just know lyrics. I just play it and walk away. Okay, hold on. Tribal Tots 3, We don't need any ad, please. Let's mute this. Travel Talk 3. I will wait. Did it pull
over 40?
Here we go. Over 40. All right. Mute. And this ad, I'll wait. Yes. Well, that's what we're going to go out on. Anything else you want to say?
No, ma'am.
Thank you for your time. How many more days you got straightway?
Second day last, next week.
Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am.
So you got another Sabbath.
Yes, ma'am.
Praise God. Okay, here we go. Thank you, Sakina, for following along, posting the verses. Post the link again, please, if you're able. Hallelujah. And as Pastor said, any spare change laying around, if you could throw it in a GoFundMe for a faithful sister who has lost her husband, the link is also on Pastor Del Channel if you're catching us on the repeat. Carla, thank you so much for tuning in. To all the international sisters, shalom. Bless you all. Thanks for listening. Yes, I'll wait.
Shall run and not be weary. They will walk and not.